Morning all, and welcome to the licensing subcommittee here on the 17th of October at the Coltman Rooms, Burton Town Hall. It is first the duty for us to introduce the subcommittee. My name is Simon Gaskin, councillor and chairman of the licensing committee.
I'm Dennis Fletcher, I'm also a councillor.
I'm Beryl Toon, I'm also a councillor.
Good morning. I'm not a member of the subcommittee. I'm the council solicitor, Angela Wakefield.
I'm Monica Hedgecliffe, the committee clerk.
If you'd like to introduce yourselves, thank you.
I'm Mr. Rahman, helping Mr. Mehboob, being an interpreter.
Good morning, everyone. Mehboob Ahmed, application.
Helen Farman, McKenna, licensing officer for East Staffordshire Borough Council.
Now, I must ask if all parties have received a copy of the procedure and agenda and notice of the hearing.
Yes, please.
The purpose of the hearing is to consider an application for a premises licence in respect to the premises known as Flavours Grill. Now ask the licensing officer to give a brief outline of the application and the representations received.
Thank you, Chair. On the 7th of August 2019, the licence office at East Staffordshire Borough Council received an online application for Mr. Mehboob Ahmed in respect to Flavours Grill at 88 Horninglow Road, Horninglow, Burton-on-Trent, DE142PT. A copy of the application is attached at Appendix 05A, with a copy of the site plan at Appendix 05B. The application is for late night refreshment, indoors and deliveries between the hours of 2300 hours and 0200 hours, Monday to Thursday, 2300 hours to 0300 hours on a Friday and Saturday, and 2300 hours to 0100 hours on a Sunday. The hours open to the public are from 1600 hours until 0200 hours Monday to Thursday, 1600 hours to 0300 hours on a Friday and Saturday, and 1600 hours to 0100 hours on a Sunday. Should the application be granted, conditions have been agreed between the applicant and Staffordshire Police, which are attached to Appendix 05C. The Planning Department of East Staffordshire Borough Council have made comments regarding this application, which are attached at Appendix 05D. I have also confirmed with Planning today, and they are still yet to receive any application to extend hours to date. Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service have made comments regarding the application, which are attached at Appendix 05E. The application has received a relevant representation from other persons, and this objection is attached to the report at Appendix 05F. All parties have been invited to attend the hearing today. Unfortunately, the objector is unable to attend and has requested for this to be heard in their absence. The licensing subcommittee are requested to determine the application accordingly. Thank you.
Chair, you're quite right. This would usually be the opportunity for the objector to make their case. But as you say, you've got that in writing, which has been circulated with the agenda in advance of the meeting.
So I've been handed over the paper by Mr. Mehboob saying that this is an allegation from one person which I find very disrespectful and untrue. There is only two staff which work inside the shop and one delivery driver who's insured, and none of have anything to do with drugs. That is one. Number two, he says, I have spoken to my delivery driver and told him to take precautions when leaving and returning to the shop with orders. And lastly, From my knowledge, there is a pub and other businesses that are open until 1 a.m. and this has not been complained. There has not been any complaint made in this regard of any kind of nuisance in this area. I have been here for 4 years and not had any problems with any body regarding nuisance or public safety or any other crime or any other matter whatsoever preventing this issue. And this is my. Then he has also handed me another paper. It says the reputation has been pointed out some licensing objectives are violated by granting consent for opening the shop after 11 p.m. But I would like to prove that the representation is based on unreasonable, personal, and false evidence reasons. By complaining any other application for obtaining permission to opening late night, I have only one representation against my application. Furthermore, the police, fire rescue, and other relevant authorities didn't object against my application. Therefore, I would request that they pointed out some conditions that they are on the letter, and I will fully, completely agree with those and comply with those instructions. So by considering the representation against my application, they are to prevent crime disorder. The drivers who are employed by myself at Flava's Grave have met all legal requirements to carry out takeaway deliveries. When I recruit, I check their insurance certificates. Thus, I have been running this business for 4 years, and during this period, the drivers never committed any illegal action. At the moment of my opening time, it is until 11 p.m. I comply with that time period. Thus, there are many takeaways which are open even till 3 a.m. in the morning in Burton. But those takeaways don't make any disorder against licensing objectives. Furthermore, I especially need to mention that I had never allowed to smoke in my premises. It is only sell food. Thus, I never smoke in my life. Therefore, I don't let anyone else in my premises smoke. Now, the public safety. I strictly train all my staff about public safety, which is when delivering business activities. I advise my drivers not to make U-turns, but there are almost two main busy takeaways to my business, very near to my business. They are mainly based on my delivery activities, that is food. I only employ one driver per day because my shop is not a busy business. Therefore, I trust that I or my staff doesn't make any mistakes subject to my business. Lastly, to prevent the public nuisance, my business is based on deliveries rather than takeaways customers. I have been running this business for over 4 years, but my business has any issues as such, and I have operated my business by complying with all the regulations and licensing objectives. Therefore, I would request that my submission is that I should be granted this permission to continue with my business. And to protect the children from harm, not any harm from my business are caused for any children. At the moment when we are open until 11 p.m., open late night, so it will not be a reason to harm children or their well-being. At the moment, my business is running by complying with licensing with objectives, with the license objectives. My business has a very low turnover. It is not enough for my business, for my family to survive. I am not trying to be rich. I'm just trying to give a better life for my children and my family. I try my best to serve the customers, and we are not making any issues with anybody, and I am for the community and my own staff and the general public.
Thank you.
Which I shall start with. So it says you're applying for the license for indoors and outdoors.
Both.
So you have room indoors for people to eat.
Chair, I think that the licensing officer wants to clarify something.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry, Chair. Can I just clarify? Yes. On the application, Mr. Ahmed's applied for indoors only. But obviously wants to do deliveries as well.
Okay, thank you.
He says that for indoors, it's customers, they come and collect the food, and for outdoors, it is only we deliver the food to them.
Thank you. And on the smoking issue that we had, but we in the information that was sent out, there are actually pictures of somebody smoking in the shop. Can you explain that for us, please?
He says, no, none of my staff or myself, we don't smoke, so it is not that we, it is our picture or somebody who has been smoking.
So I suggested that's one of the customers that's smoking in the shop.
It was not none of us, he says we can't make out, it was not one of the employees, but it could be anybody. But we do not know that somebody had smoked.
Yeah. Questions for the applicant?
I've got no questions.
Yeah, the only thing I want to say is you've been saying that you're only open till 11, yet you've got planning permission to open till 12 and 12:30.
At the moment, we close at 11, but we have asked for the other times.
Also, the delivery drivers that turn around outside, and you would be expecting those to make deliveries until 3 in the morning on your new application, doing takeaways until then.
On weekends, it is till 1 o'clock. In the morning, 1 a.m. Sunday only, sorry, 1 o'clock. On Sunday it is 1 a.m.
Yes.
On weekends it is?
Weekend.
3 a.m. And during the week, 2 a.m.
Thank you. I have no more questions on that and from the subcommittee. Right, summing up, do you have any final statements to make?
He has just one submission, and he says that I've been doing this survey for the last 3 years, and I did open this very takeaway from 5 till 11, but I could not earn that much, or I could not, it was not that good for my business. So last year, I had been opening this takeaway from 11 till 11, 11 in the morning till 11 in the evening, and that was also not very helpful. But now I have carried out another survey, and there are other takeaways in Burton which are open right till 4 in the morning or even 5 in the morning. And I would like request that if I could also open late in the night, so that reason is just to survive, so that I can earn some money. Because reason is that my children, they go to school, to 3 different schools, and I have got to drop them during the day and then pick them up and bring them back. My wife is not well, and I am doing both the jobs, that is my children and this business as well. So my request is that I should be allowed to open till late.
At this point, I would invite the objectors to make any final statements, but they're not with us. I would like to ask if you think that you've had a fair hearing. Does the applicant...
Yes. Yes, he says I'm happy.
Thank you. Right, well, I'll now ask you to withdraw while the committee makes its decision.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. हाँ नहीं चलो छोड़ दो इतने शक कोई नहीं
Right, thank you for waiting. You've been called back in to hear the decision that the subcommittee has made. Can you back in to hear the decision was made with respect to the applicant from Flavors Grill? So this is an application for a premises licence at Flavors Grill, 88 Horninglow Road. The only licence activity involved here is the scale of late night, the sale of late night refreshments after 11 p.m. each day. The hearing has been called because we have received a relevant representation from one objector. The usual responsible authorities have been consulted, and in response, Staffordshire Police have recommended a range of conditions, all of which have been agreed by the applicant, and neither Staffordshire Fire and Rescue Service nor East Staff's Planning Department have any objections. The applicant, speaking via his representative, has addressed each of the points raised by the objector. We have also weighed in the balance the fact that Staffordshire Police have not objected to the application. Taking everything into account, we are satisfied that none of the licensing objectives will be harmed by this premises being granted this licence, and we therefore grant the application as requested. You will, of course, need to make the appropriate application to the Planning Authority to bring the permitted hours of operation in line with your premises licence. So thank you very much. That's the decision that we've made. This will be sent to you in writing, of course, so you will get all this in an official letter.